Eileen McGuire of the Grimshaw Food Bank, thank you very much for joining us this morning. First of all, Eileen, how are things going at the Grimshaw Food Bank despite the circumstances right now with COVID-19 being in effect?
We are considerably busy with clients, but we feel that there is a greater need out there, and we don't feel that a lot of people are, those that are really in need are coming. And I'm sure there's more out there because of this COVID-19 that are feeling the pinch and could do with some help, but either for being ashamed or whatever reasons, they're not coming to the food bank. We sure would like them to come because we have the food there ready to give them.
Am I correct in assuming that you've been open this entire time during the pandemic?
Yes, we had our first meeting on February 4th to decide if we were going to do it or not. And on February the 19th, we opened the doors for the first time.
Sounds like timing was pretty good, was it not?
It was perfect. We did not know this was coming, so it was perfect timing.
What areas do you serve?
The Grimshaw area, Grimshaw, Berwyn, Brownville, Dixonville, whatever, and anything in between that needs help, anybody that in between that needs help, we're there for them.
How much of a need is needed right now, especially in the areas that you serve?
Well, we are only open 2 days a week, Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 12, and we can have anywhere from no clients right up to 15 in one day.
Wow. Holy moly. Yeah. What donations, I'm sure donations are always accepted and donations are always needed. What donations are needed right now at the Grimshaw Food Bank?
We always seem to run out of peanut butter, jam, soda crackers, rice particularly. We need Sidekicks right now, tomato soup.
Ah, okay.
Those are the things we run out of the most, yeah.
Even non-food products, are you accepting those, like hygiene products?
Yes, we have Kleenex, toilet paper, we have feminine products, and we have soap. Yeah, we have that kind of line of stuff when they ask for it. We have coffee and cream and sugar. If they request that, we have it available as well. So we have some stuff we don't put in the boxes, but if it's available and they ask for it, they definitely get it.
Okay. How can people donate to the Grimshaw Food Bank for the Grimshaw-Berwyn area?
They can purchase gift cards from the co-op store here in Grimshaw. They can give cash donations. They can give food donations. The co-op has those bags that you can purchase, and they get put in the food box there, and we pick them up and bring them to the food bank. You can bring food right here to the motel, and it'll be put into the food bank. Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to get the food that we need, and we're definitely not short on donations. People have been very, very generous. We've been very thankful for that.
You're operating at the DJ Motel in Grimshaw, are you not?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, I just wanted
it's right on the highway. It's easy. It's easy to locate, and it's been going well, yeah.
Very good. Eileen, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.